This is KCUR 89.3. This week, former mayors of Kansas City, Missouri have been offering their reflections and advice to Mayor-elect Quinton Lucas. Today, in the conclusion of our five-part series, the current office holder weighs in.
Hi, I'm Sly James. I'm the mayor of Kansas City since 2011 through 2019. My service ends on July 31, and the first thing I'm going to do is take a vacation with my family out to Lake Tahoe. Then I'm going to come back and get to work with doing some consulting work and some mediations and staying engaged in the issues that I care about. You can't be fake in this job for long. They will find you, and they will hunt you down, and they will destroy you. I think if there was one key bit of advice that I would have for anybody sitting in this office is you first of all have to know who you are and what you believe in. Because if you don't, you can become a leaf in the wind that's blown about from one issue to the next by whoever talks to you last. And sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes you have to say and do things that people aren't going to like, but you have to get used to being criticized, and you're going to get criticized. So if you're concerned about that, then this probably isn't the place to be. But I think one of the things that kind of points that out is that early on in my tenure, there were a number of people who came to us with various development ideas. Some of them made sense, some of them didn't. And I was concerned that trying to talk to people and tell them the truth about their development would be difficult. And I learned very quickly that it was easier to tell them the truth about it than it was to not. I think it's absolutely imperative that you have people in your office who will tell you that you're wrong. And I can tell you sitting right here in this office that there have been some pretty loud arguments about various issues over the past 8 years, but they've always ended in some sort of a resolution of understanding of, okay, I get it, or no, I don't, or whatever the case may be. And we need to be prepared for it. Three things, frankly. Number one, capping the incentives will stop business in this city, and it will take us decades to rebuild it. We've been down that route. It's not a good idea. We live in a competitive area with Johnson County, Lee Summit, Blue Springs, Wyandotte County, all sorts of places around us. We are one of the very few places in the country where we have viable economic entities that surround us on both sides of state line. Secondly, I think a thing that's going to be very difficult is we've got to come to some understanding and control of our pension system in a way that doesn't harm the promises that we have made, but allows us to go forward without having to constantly increase the city's contribution. The third issue I think that's going to seriously hurt us is going to be the fact that there is going to be some sort of an economic downturn coming. We can't run at this level, this hot all the time. And when that economic downturn comes, we need to have people in place who've been there, done that, know what to do. We need to have some understanding of what it's going to cost people, particularly people that work in this city. Last time there was one, we started laying off all sorts of people, and it became very difficult to meet the basic demands with the labor force that we had. We made it, and we're doing better with that, but it's going to have some serious consequences. There's always more to be done in terms of raising our kids and educating our kids, and although we have made progress, we're not even close to where we need to be. We should not be celebrating that we've gotten kids through a joint collective impact effort from 33% reading proficiently at third grade to 55%. That's not a celebration. That should be a call to action. But then when we look at some school districts and we're 18, 19, 20%, that's unacceptable. We have to do better. The last thing I'll say is that if you're not a person of your word, you're going to get hurt. Because you talk a lot, you talk to a lot of people, and they're always wanting something from you. So don't promise what you can't deliver, and deliver what you promise. And if you can't deliver what you promised, then you never should have promised it in the first place.
Words of advice from outgoing Mayor Sly James to the new mayor, Quinton Lucas, who takes office in August. Our Advice for the Mayor series was produced for KCUR 89.3 by Lynn Horsley.